Hello, and we are back for another episode of the Project Podcast Skype Cast for the day of October 17th, 2010. I am your host, Brian Nagar.
And I am Victor Nguyen.
And I'm JJ Wanda.
What? JJ Wando?
Yeah, that's my name. I felt like
Want
saying it
play.
now.
But if none of you don't know what this is, we are the Skype cast for the Project Podcast Division here, well, yeah, here at Andrew Hill High School. And most of the time when we do this Skype cast, we talk about junk. But today's junk topic is nunchucks.
It just came to mind when I thought nunchucks on the topic page.
When I read that post about topics to talk about, that one just stood out at me because it was yelling at me. It was all in caps. It was like, ah, nunchucks. We gotta talk about it.
Nunchucks, cool but useless, except in the hands of Bruce Lee and Michelangelo. And that one dude from Soul Calibur.
Wait, has anyone here ever used that?
I almost snuttered myself with nunchucks.
I had one when I was little, except it was made of foam, and I kept smacking myself in the head on accident. I tried swinging it around like Bruce Lee, and it just didn't work.
Ever got my hands on nunchucks, I'll just kind of hit myself in the face several times.
My uncle in France has a pair of real nunchucks. Those things hurt.
France?
Yeah.
Really? I
Yeah.
hate your family.
I have family in France.
You there.
Lots
You
of
suck.
family.
You there. I am going to find you, and I'm going to steal your identity. I'm being an identity theft, like you see in those TV commercials about those antivirus.
I will watch in amusement. My voice just cracked right there.
About nunchucks.
So what about it? They're ancient. Let's do a brief history about nunchucks. 'Cause I don't know.
Nunchucks
I
are
don't know.
basically just two sticks of wood attached together by chains.
Where did they originate?
Possibly China. There, that's an A+ project on nunchucks right there, people.
Okay, we really aren't gonna talk about nunchucks for the entire hour, okay?
I don't know.
Oh God.
This is not a rehearsal, is it?
No.
That's what I thought.
Because we're already 3 minutes in.
Wait, shoot, really?
2 minutes in,
Yeah,
talking about nunchucks.
it felt real, didn't it? This is not a rehearsal. It was a psychological test.
Oh God. All right then.
Are you able enough to do a podcast?
I don't know.
Oh crap, my brother's
Right.
watching The Office. Oh man.
That's where she's.
No.
You can hear The Office from my room.
I can't.
I can't. Hey,
Yay.
we're gonna talk about TV later on. There's a good thing. But directly after this nunchucks thing, we have to talk about the school system we have here.
What makes the school tick?
Let's see, test scores.
Money?
Nah. Well, money for our district and state, but for JJ, it's completely the opposite.
It's test scores.
Oh.
Say, you ever
Oh
found
yeah.
that pipe yet?
No, I got kind of lazy, so I decided not to. Yeah, that's me.
Lazy.
Oh.
The school system, a very tricky subject to talk about, considering I have zero knowledge on
Concerned that I have partially zero knowledge on it.
I have somewhat knowledge of it since I'm part of the student advisory board over here.
Enlighten us on your school system.
All right, it's a school system, and I don't know. Do you guys have for elementary school? Do you go from first grade to, no, kindergarten to fifth grade or kindergarten to sixth grade?
Kindergarten to sixth.
Kindergarten
You
to
guys are
sixth.
weird. We go to fifth grade.
And then it's junior high right off the bat.
Yeah, then it's 7th grade. No, yeah,
Is it
7th grade.
sixth, seventh, and eighth for middle school, right?
Yeah, 6, 7, 8 for middle school, and then it's the rest is high school.
Yeah, cause I remember doing it. I remember reading an article about that stuff, like the differences between West, like California state schools, and then yeah, like the majority of the East Coast, they do their junior high is like 6, 7, 8, but the middle school is like, whoa, I
Yeah,
didn't
why
go through
do
that.
that?
Like, why
What the
can't
fuck?
we do that? I want to be in
Because you
middle
guys
school.
aren't cool enough or something.
We're hipsters. We like to do things differently. Like, bring a pair of nunchucks to school. I mean, come on.
But that doesn't mean it's efficient.
Oh, trust me, you know how to use nunchucks, you will scare the living piss out of people.
Not if I have a gun. Not if I have a gun.
Not if I have bombs t strapped to my back.
Well, I could still kill you and those bombs wouldn't go off. What if
What
the.
if he gives you a great big hug? Give me a great big
What
hug.
if the bullet goes right through my body and then it just hits the bomb? What now?
Then I'll have more accurate aiming next time.
What are you gonna aim for?
Will there be a next time?
Your balls.
What if I have the
Now, why would you do that?
trigger? Because I am a blank terrorist.
You are the weirdest man I've ever seen in my life. All right, let's see.
So that school system.
Oh
So
yeah,
you.
and it's
Hopefully he's not like the one in Family Guy where if you fail, you get kicked out. Which apparently is another subject I had to talk about for debate in Mr. Mock's class.
That was something that I had to do for a debate in the same class you just said.
You got the actual topic I got too?
Yeah, where all the kids that had a GPA of 2 or under should get kicked out.
I don't know about that. I was against it.
I don't think that'd be the greatest idea. I think they should get more attention.
Yes, they should. Even though personally I don't have a GPA of a 2 or higher.
You need one. Go and get one, like now.
What, you
I
can't just go
am.
down to the supermarket and pick up a bottle of 2.0 and over. It's not like buying beer.
It's not like getting arrested. Oh
Yeah.
God.
Oh, iTunes is so difficult to work with. All right,
Blame
yeah.
Apple.
We should, yeah, you know what? Apple needs to die or something right now. I'm angry at it.
You
might as well just walk to Steve Jobs' office or something.
Apple is a social network for computers.
What?
It's a social network for
Where did you hear
computers.
that?
Steve Jobs.
Steve
Where
Jobs. Steve Jobs would say that. I mean,
yeah, Steve Jobs would say that.
Steve Jobs. I mean, who
else would say
It's
that?
a social network for music.
For
It's
video. I mean, do you use
big.
Ping? Do you yourself use Ping?
Yeah, hold on, let me ping someone right now.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Let's
I have not
return
even
back
touched
on
Ping
another
yet.
subject before we totally blow proportion with the Steve Jobs thing.
The school system is a social network for schools.
By Steve Jobs.
School system, a documentary by Steve Jobs.
School. It is a place where you go to learn. The end. Written by Steve
Okay.
Jobs.
But seriously, that the school system we've got, the school system we have is like somewhat similar. It's just that the grading, the middle school classification is a bit different.
The curb's a little higher, doesn't it?
The learning curve?
Yeah, it curbs a little bit higher than most.
I guess, but then we have like, I don't know. Now that we're going down under, maybe we're not gonna have like the good, like the top education system in the United States. Now that we got this budget thing going on here,
Still stuck on budget.
we're just gonna crap all over the place.
Okay, what other topics are we down? We done with this one?
Well, I don't know.
I think we are.
Are we? Then
I don't think we have anything else to talk about the school system unless we make jokes about it or something.
let's nunchuck our way to cars that run without gas.
Yes. How will they work?
Yes, chemistry at its finest right here.
Chemistry
Who here
is.
takes chemistry?
Cars that run without gas. All right.
I actually wrote that one off a whim, considering.
But it's actually a good thing to talk about because we have plenty of electrical cars out there, but then they don't run as good.
They are picking up some speed, though. Like, sooner or later in the future, I say like half a decade maybe, they will run at regular speeds of a car, only it'll be more cleaner and more efficient.
What if it was just all hydrogen?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's cars that run on water.
That could work, but we don't see those hydrogen cars on the East
You know,
Coast. I
we
think.
had cars that run on water a long time ago, right? Like,
Yeah, but they sucked bad.
they
They
do
never caught on back
because
then.
I was talking about an old-timey steam engine car.
Those were kind of like them, but I mean, you need other ingredients to go in it besides water.
Yeah. You need some good biological catalyst for that stuff too.
The steam machine is underneath your seat, so I can see why I didn't go that far.
Hey, but a car that runs on water would be like real nice, especially if you wanted a heated seat. You'd have a pipe running from the chassis up to your seat, just warming your butt up.
That would be perfect in this type of weather right now.
That would be nice.
Then I wouldn't have any frustrated mornings going to work with a cold car seat. Warm car seat is the solution to a happy workplace.
No, what if it was a car that ran off a recycled water system where you would have like a I don't know like a somewhat steam engine type that evaporates it, and then if the steam flows throughout the chassis and then condenses back into water and then it flows right back into the compressor.
And it will redo everything again?
It'll redo everything.
That sounds like something I would invest a couple million in.
So would I.
I would just kind of sit back and wait for this thing to,
You're missing out on
do
the
its
money,
stuff.
man.
You never know, maybe something better would come in, like infinite energy of some sort.
We can tap into black holes and hadron colliders.
Yeah,
Wait,
bring
the
my car
nearest
into
black
space.
hole is at like the center of the galaxy or something. You try traveling that far.
Yeah,
What do you expect me to do? Bring my car into space and hook it up with a couple of cable jumpers and hook it
it's.
into black hole?
You'd be stretched onto a piece of spaghetti by then.
Yeah. No, you'd be kind of crushed by the time you get. Well, not crushed, but you'd be like stretched out and like broken into like a bajillion molecules by then. And I wouldn't do that.
Guessing the lack of air would probably get you first, if not.
Maybe. I
Maybe.
mean, probably by then we'll evolve into people who don't need air.
We run on dark matter.
We'd be
Yes.
like Protoss then. That would actually be pretty cool.
Don't even bring in StarCraft to
Okay,
this
fine. Let's see.
it would
The
be more like
Gungans.
Mario.
Oh,
He doesn't ever need anything.
we could have from the school system. We could have transitioned into books being obsolete.
Oh yeah, books being obsolete.
But we have to finish cars that run without gas first. We'll come back to books. But seriously, you think gas is just gonna become non-existent by the time these cars come out, or
These
vehicles?
are gas is limited material. Like, you could have got gas even more if you waited like a few more billion years and wait for the dinosaurs to die, man.
Wait for humans to die out, and then it's like Terminator.
If I die, my tombstone will probably have the word Vic "Here lies Victor Nguyen." Type of gas, unleaded.
Oh God,
You'd
that
probably be diesel or something.
type of gas. Oh God,
In the
that's
future.
a dehumanizing right there. Seriously, but Cars that have no gas.
Yeah, I think
It's
it'll
always the
happen
solar
later.
powered electric cars, which don't exactly go as fast.
I mean, we don't need fast cars though, really. I mean, as long as they go maybe like 100 miles an hour, then that's good.
You know what we need? We need mass-produced jetpacks.
Oh
Jetpacks are the
yes.
way of the
But
future.
they don't run on fuel, they run on ions.
Now, how would that work?
They're ionocraft.
Yeah,
Electric
all right. Yeah.
electrically charged particles that just lift you into the air.
You're basically using the very force of nature itself against your will. I mean,
See,
humans.
now that would work. That I would invest more than $1 million into it.
It
Yeah,
sounds
I'd
like
invest some money into
magnet kind
that.
of thing, isn't
Yeah,
it?
I'd invest to an electrically charged particle craft. Oh
This kind
God.
of stuff also sounds like it would go in a war.
I added craft at the end of that.
We'll save the crafting for another time.
But yeah, ionocraft. That's gonna work. Water's not. Well,
Well, we have a lot of water. The Earth is like.
in my retrospect. But we can't create water without having to go through some very tedious processes. Well, we have the sun, which is right there.
Well,
Every
baby
24
Earth.
hours, we got the sun, and we got electricity. I don't think. Huh? What were you gonna say, Victor?
I was gonna say that your ionocraft reminds me of a magnet with similar polarities.
Where they just repel each other?
Yeah, like you repel off the ground with like stability.
Yeah, but what would you repel off of? I mean, it's not like the entire planet Earth is made out of like nickel or iron.
The core, Earth's core, is practically
Maybe if you lived in
infinite.
the Star Wars universe, like you lived on Tatooine or something, then it'd be possible.
Tatooine.
But
Ugh.
yeah, let's go back to books. Books are becoming obsolete.
Well, not exactly, but you ever heard of the Amazon Kindle?
Or the
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble Nook.
Yeah, I
What's
mean,
up
I
with
don't.
that? I might as well just go out to the library and get a book itself. And they start making these things.
So yeah, let's spend $300 in books, but then we're gonna have to buy the book again for like $5. Or I can just go to your local library, borrow my book, and maybe scan all the pages, have my own digital copy, and I'd be set for life.
Yeah, but that would take way too long. It'd take you
Yeah,
how
but at least I
long?
don't have to recharge my so-called book.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I have to stick a plug into my book and stick the other end into an outlet.
Power on book.
I was actually reading about the Kindle. It says that if you take the Wi-Fi version, that it would last a month without you needing to charge it.
That's a lie. Well, if it's running a 6-cell battery.
Well, it's still you still
It's a
have to
Kindle.
charge.
It doesn't need really a 6-cell battery. It uses the e-ink, which doesn't really need to update ever. Where
Wait,
is it?
what if you flashed your Kindle and it ran Android?
Why? Now, first off, it has e. Let me explain. E-ink. E-ink. That doesn't work.
I know, e-ink screens. What if someone just ported Android for an e-ink screen version? It was just all black.
All void of
It's.
life.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just trolling you guys.
Well, we have computers now. We need stuff off computers. Books, like, maybe the next 1,000 years probably be gone.
In the next 1,000, yeah, books will be gone in the next 1,000 years. But I mean, by
Still
200
use
years from now,
books.
I think it'll become more of a luxury. Like, if you have a book, you're seen like more of a luxurious person who can afford it compared to
That
now.
sounds like science fiction, or maybe post-apocalyptic horror kind of situation.
Yeah, I
Well, that's
remember
because
the.
all books will kind of be probably electronic in maybe 200 years from now.
That and books are biodegradable.
Yeah,
Yeah, books don't
in
last
nature.
forever. They'll turn into dirt.
Oh God.
If I walk into my garden, I'm probably stepping onto some old scrolls or something.
Hey,
They're
that'd be.
probably you're probably stepping on dead people.
Dead people, dead worms, books.
Dead.
Definitely.
You're just stepping on death.
Yes. Wait,
This whole
isn't
plane is here.
what is it? Isn't dirt mostly like someone's poop? What is it? Worms
It's
poop or something?
excrement, it's dead things all mixed together by Mother Nietzsche.
Which
That
is great.
plant's teeth.
I just Googled dirt and it says the part of the Earth's surface consisting of humus and disintegrated rock.
Disintegrated
Humus.
rock. I just got.
Oh, there's a slang definition for dirt and it's crap.
What?
Obscene terms for feces.
Hey, help me dig up this crap.
Oh God, we gotta keep going. Let's see what else we got on our big list of things to talk about.
Well, pirates versus ninjas, the eternal battle.
Ninjas. Ninjas.
I'm on for
Versus.
pirate.
I pick versus.
I'm a
I
pirate.
pick versus. Alright. We'll see who wins, ninjas or versus.
Versus has technology. Ninjas only have their throwing
They
stars.
have nunchucks.
They have nunchucks. Nunchucks.
They have nunchucks. All right, that's enough ninjas versus pirates. That's kind of
That
really
was a bad
bad.
topic.
We're gonna have pirates versus next.
Yeah, versus.
It's a mirror match. They're evenly matched.
Pirates versus modern tech.
They're
Are
probably gonna be
they the
wondering
cause
what.
of are they the cause of or solution to this generation's problems?
Modern technology. Let's see. We have everything here.
All I know is that pirates are more efficient than modern tech.
Yeah, they are. They know how to pillage and rape at the same time.
Oh, they do a double complete raid.
It's raid night.
Right in my front yard. What does this mean?
Don't,
It.
let's not dwell into
Okay, but well, modern technology, is it the solution or the cause of problems in our society?
that. I think it's both. You know what? There was a good graphic on this, in one of my classes where we were talking all about this kind of thing about how technology is like one of the best things ever, but at the same time, like people who regularly use Facebook, I think they drop by one point in the GPA scale.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
They're constantly checking Facebook.
They're socialite.
Yeah, the av you know what? I'll show you the graphic. I mean, the people who are reading this won't be able to see, but I mean, it was a really cool graphic.
I'll
Let's see if
put
I
in
can
the
find
blog post about it. Well, hopefully. I'll
it.
do it
Alright.
eventually. Where is
So,
that
people
graphic?
there, check the blog. This is what I meant. This is what you saw. It's technology in the classroom, so it only goes with with the classroom part, but still. There it is.
Techvert. Technology in the classroom. Come here, slow internet. See, there's another thing we have to talk about on broadband for everybody.
The
Hmm.
internet. Yeah. That is a
Wow.
tough topic.
That's a very somewhat accurate graph.
Exactly where we are today without the internet. Or
Yeah,
a computer. Or a computer,
without the internet,
probably.
we'd kind of be dead. But not really, but I mean, it'd feel so much more different.
Without
I don't.
telephones, we'd be dead.
Without anything, we'd probably be dead. The closest thing to what we need is probably a shovel.
Wow, this graphic is.
And for those people that are reading this, it just pretty much talks about, or people who are listening to this, it just talks about, where the technology is right now, who has it, who's using it, the downside of it, and I found this kind of funny. Two-thirds of U.S. teenagers use internet writing shortcuts like "Oh my God" or "Lol" or maybe like just the letter R,
I would hate for that, like,
in
die
their
before
schoolwork.
old language. It's kind
Oh,
of sad.
wow.
That would get kind of annoying later, don't you think? Like, them using internet talk?
Yeah.
That would get kind of annoying. They just keep using internet talk instead of regularly talking.
Oh yeah, that would be. I don't think no one should use
I'm
that, at least
not
on a formal
the
paper.
master.
No one is. You're just gonna get, like, bombed.
Yeah. You know what? That should be a new U.S. law. Anyone who uses internet talk in real life should be shot.
We are allowed to shoot you if you use LOL in real life.
Which then I'd probably be shot by tomorrow.
Yeah. Serious.
Because that's the only term I really use, but I use it a lot.
LOL, OMG, yeah. Raffle.
Wait,
Raffle Mal.
Does this graph, like, just highlight the negatives or the positives? Because I mostly see negatives.
Where?
On this graph.
You mean this big... Yeah, it highlights both the positive... Well, not really the negative... I mean, positives, but... let's see, there's not a lot positive about it, really. But most of it's either neutral or negative.
Ah, I see. Cause I know one district in California, which is like San Jose Unified. They have an online high school.
Whoa.
An internet high school.
That is actually not very cool.
There's an internet college out too. You ever see those commercials?
There's like several of them.
I understand internet college courses, but high school.
I think you shouldn't have that.
High school is a necessity, basically.
It's just serious. It's like no, you're just destroying the embodiment of being a social
teenager.
Yeah,
there's so much social life that you get in that.
There's the link for the online school.
Yeah, that is weird.
Right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, but you're missing a lot of social and fun stuff when you don't, when you have
online
schools.
You're
going
to get shut in, basically, you do that.
I really wouldn't. I like the school experience.
So do I. I personally don't like school, but being in school just, you know, improves my self-esteem. Like a crat. You know? It makes me want to learn about nunchucks.
Nunchucks. I'm pretty sure we just explained nunchucks.
Oh, wow. Are we always going to go back to this topic of nunchucks?
Hi.
About this podcast? A lot, maybe.
I hope not.
That's what Mike needs.
Let's move on.
Let's see. What else do I have here? Want to talk about television now?
Nah, television is a bit vague.
The genre of horror.
Horror is good because it focuses on just horror.
For the Halloween special October podcast kind of stylish kind of thing.
I got nothing.
Honestly, horror I don't watch too often because of the traumatized experience I've had as kid. I've had when I was a kid.
The last horror / psychological thriller I watched is Pandorum.
How was it?
And honestly, I think that was a good movie. It was a sci-fi psychological horror thriller.
Wow.
Most horror I know nowadays rely a little too heavily on...
old, like, classic stuff like Nightmare on Elm Street, all that other...
Those are remakes, those are different, but... the originals were pretty good.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
Dude, Halloween was perhaps the scariest. The remake by Rob Zombie was very good. It was a remake, but it also explained how Michael Myers became who he was, a crazy guy with knives stalking people.
Yeah.
But back on what I was going to say, that... some directors rely a little too heavily on blood and gore, as well as CGI graphics.
Yeah. Pandorum was like a perfect example of something like that, because since it was a sci-fi, obviously there's going to be more of a CG effect. But then...
that's sci-fi.
They put, I think, too much emphasis on, like, the backdrop. I mean, it was good.
It looked good,
but it was just... I can't describe it.
Well, horror's branched out to all kinds of media.
All I know is it was a good movie.
You ever seen, let me see, what was it? The original Dawn of the Dead?
Ah, yes.
A zombie movie. Well,
Spoiler.
If I think of any other horrific sci-fi, it'll probably be Dead Space.
Oh God, Dead Space the movie? No,
the game.
Oh, no, not game. We're talking about movie. The movie was junk.
Yeah, the movie was it was a prequel, and it was all cartoony graphic. But I'm just talking about what they share similarly. They both have an incredible atmosphere that adds more to the buildup of suspense and horror. Like, they're both trapped in a derelict area, almost devoid of any humanity, and there's sounds also add in horrific sounds to rattle your fear, and that is one of the things that you generally want to have in horror. You want to build up an atmosphere.
Ugh. But it's the whole thing of the horror is that it's, even though it's October right now, you have no good, like, horror thriller slash, like, I don't know, entertainer movies coming out, like, right now.
Most of the one that came out earlier during the year were garbage.
I mean, seriously? I mean, stop using these generic actors.
I don't know about Splice. That one was kind of bad.
Oh, God.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Was it scary at all?
It was like Resident Evil 5.
It was more action than it was.
More like it wasn't even scary.
It was scare kind of action. Like, this stuff hops out of a window. That kind of scary.
Yeah. I find the show on Sci-Fi Scare Tactics more scarier than this movie Splice.
Scare Tactics is basically all about the scare.
And Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters.
Even though that show is real cheesy, I find it better than Splice.
Well, did you see that one episode of Scare Tactics where they have this joke that I thought was just extremely devilish? Literally. The Satan's Baby prank.
Oh, God.
Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, that one was...
That just rode on fear itself. Fear of a supernatural being.
That and your extreme tie to, like, Catholicism and stuff. But, yeah.
You're just pinching that nerve and twisting it.
You're twisting and shouting in like a basket of fear that your baby is the reincarnation of Satan and all of his evil deeds.
And he comes out of the womb and bites the doctor to death.
You know, it just comes out of the stomach like in Aliens.
Just pops, like his hand pops out and starts moving around. He's looking for a way out. Reaches for the scalpel on the side of the operating table and cuts himself open. That would be scary.
That would be extremely horrifying. That would scar me for life.
Gore. Now, which leads me, gore also counts as a part in horror. Even though I don't like it as much.
I rarely see any new horror films that make good use of gore.
Well, we can always turn to the classics for gore.
Yeah.
Like the original Friday the 13th.
Oh, God.
Good old Friday the 13th. The crazy dude with a hockey mask and machete.
Good old Jason X.
Really, Jason in space? we'll go into that one later. I don't know about that. Jason in space.
Jason in space. I don't want to even go into that. Period.
Or he used to go to Florida and go to space camp or something? Did he shoot out his gear to go into space?
I don't even want to go there.
Godspeed, Jason Voorhees.
What was that one where that psychological woman versus Jason Voorhees?
Oh, that was Friday the 13th 4, I think.
Right.
It was a total runoff for the original series itself.
That's stupid.
Well, the story was simply a girl with psychological power, and she has to defeat Jason with it. I I honestly have nothing else to say other than that.
I don't want to say anything more.
And then, well, there's something else. One of the movies hopped into the 3D era.
I guess 3D now is going to be real good for horror flicks.
Especially, but I like 3D though. It doesn't. Maybe it's just the glasses, but I always.
It's just.
The glasses. I'm wearing glasses. Me and Brian are wearing glasses already. We're supposed to wear our glasses over our glasses.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to.
Why can't it be like the 3DS?
Because the 3DS only affects one person.
Yeah, but I mean, you could just do it for. I mean, it'd be kind of expensive to install the screens, but you could do it for theaters.
I don't know how it would work, though.
Because, I mean, I could tell you all the technical information about it, but I don't feel like it.
Do it. I'm a techie.
Yeah, but it would take too much time, and honestly, I'm still kind of shaking.
Yeah, plenty of time on this podcast.
All right, so it has to. I know that the way that they do it, and again, I'm getting in this information from like thousands of sources, and all of it's kind of iffy. But they use this type of special screen, which has two separate screens within that screen. And what they do is that they're able to filter those. They're able to filter them to each one of your eyes. So one would go to the left eye, and one would go to the right eye. However, there's a sweet spot for it. So like you can only be in a certain area for it to work. And so with TVs, it wouldn't work, but with theaters, I mean, you're always in one spot for, like, the whole movie. So in that case, once you install that screen with the parallel max barrier, if I'm saying it right, if you have that thing installed, then it should work.
But wouldn't you have to be, like, in one specific area, or does it work for, like, the entire seating chart for, like, the theater?
You might as well just have a straight row in the movie theater. One line.
I mean, they could make small specifications for it because, you know, it's going to be permanent, but I think it could work that way.
Yeah, because the 3D glasses are just really pissing me off.
Yeah, honestly. Just
throw them away after? What a waste of plastic.
Oh, you're recycling.
I keep mine. I always keep mine.
I always keep mine. I have like 16 in the closet.
Still, I think my sister stole one at one point.
I used them for shades.
That is
cool. Did they work well?
I just use them for shades.
I don't like my shades. They look kind of dorky.
Well, while we're still on horror and incorporating 3D in the horror, how would you expect for it to add more to the chills and thrills?
That just adds to the cheesiness of the movie, honestly.
You know what? I mean, have you seen the new movie Piranha?
Piranha 3D was just a 3D test, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and it looked real bad.
So, how was the horror in it? I mean, it was just angry.
The only horror you see in the movie is at the very end, where, hopefully I don't spoil anybody, where a huge piranha just comes out and just eats the guy on a boat.
Piranhas already eat people in the movie normally?
Yeah, it's just a thriller. I wouldn't say more like a horror, it's just a thriller. It just jumps at you.
Hmm.
Well, let's see. Let's think psychological thriller. The less gory aspect of the horror genres.
Inception?
Inception. Inception, I guess you could call it kind of scary if you perceive it that way.
Shutter Island?
Shutter Island, I guess. So, yeah, Shutter Island.
This guy just deceives everybody at the very end. It's like, I'm the one that kills everybody. I'm just crazy.
The whole island basically looked like a mental prison.
Your
mind was trapped there. Like, you can leave, but your mind can't.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is the most horrific movie I've ever seen.
you get these shark chases. It's like, oh my god, get away from me. Finding Nemo. What a scary movie. Sarcasm.
It's right up there with Friday the 13th. Oh, I guess what would be scary would be Jaws wearing a hockey mask with a chainsaw.
The Jaws Chainsaw Massacre, the 13th.
The Jaws Chainsaw Massacre, the 14th on Pandorum.
The 13th Jaws Chainsaw Massacre. Okay, let's stop doing that.
Okay, let's see. What other horrific movies, kid? Well, what about horrifically funny movies?
Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead is not scary at all.
Shaun of the Dead, I said horrifically funny. Oh, wait, then again, I'm straying away from what I'm saying.
The new one, what was it? I forgot, what was the new one that just came out just recently? Like in May? It was another of the dead thing. Other than Zombieland.
Wasn't it like, shoot. I can't think of any recent ones.
Day of the Dead, is on there?
Dawn of the Dead?
No, Dawn of the Dead was an old one.
It's an old
one.
Was it Land of the Dead?
Left 4 Dead. No. Maybe make a movie out of that.
Left 4 Dead.
Watch it.
They are
Left 4 Dead tours.
They are going to make
Left 4 Dead.
Like Left 4 Dead.
Don't get any idea, movies producers. Don't get any
No,
idea.
Really don't. Well, actually, Valve already commented on this as well. They said that they wouldn't make a movie.
But if you do make a movie out of this, please trademark it under our idea. And then pay us a lot of money for it, please. It'll really help the club.
And it'll just help me out.
I just totally lost you guys right there.
Alright, so I will have to be leaving in about, well, now. So I'll come back if the podcast is still running up.
Alright.
Alright, so I'll see you all of you viewers later, maybe. I don't know. Alright.
Alright.
Alright. Okay.
Hey.
Okay, now, about that new movie you were talking about.
I completely forgot the title.
Isn't that what we have Google?
Yeah, but what's the point of Google if you don't know what you're searching for?
You punch the keyboard and you get lucky.
I feel lucky. Remember that on Google?
The feeling lucky button?
Like, I'm feeling lucky.
Feeling lucky.
And it's still there. Oh, what happened? I type in space, and then it completely takes me to instant search.
Whoa.
Well, whatever. Let's not go into that movie search.
What other horrors do we know? Animal horror?
Oh, wow.
Animal horror. That's gross.
That's basically Piranha 3D's. Animal horror.
What about Predators?
Predator?
No, Jurassic Park.
That's a sci-fi movie.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park had some scary moments, like when the glass shakes and they hear the stomping of the dinosaur.
What about when the guy's pooping and then he gets stomped on or something? Forgot.
You got eaten.
They got like stomped on him.
The money manager guy from the movie, he's dumb. He ran out of the car, he ran into the bathroom, it falls apart and the T-Rex eats him. That, I had to say, would be horrifically funny.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was horrifically funny.
Ugh.
Let's keep going. I don't want to be on movies for 25 minutes.
We're talking about the genre of horror.
Yeah, but then we completely went to the movie topic that you have on the blog.
Oh, yeah, movies again. Horrors. Basically what you have. You need atmosphere, sound, some psychological...
And you need subliminal messages.
Subliminal messages.
They're like the killer in the movie has like this mask that has Mountain Dew on it.
it makes people want to buy Mountain Dew right all of a sudden.
Hey, that's not subliminal messages.
That's illegal.
This product makes me.
That's illegal.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be afraid of Jason Voorhees if he says buy Mountain Dew on his helmet. I mean, his mask.
No. They're like flashing all these images, like these very gory images, and then in that one frame. They it says buy Mountain Dew.
Wow, after Jason Voorhees killed that guy, I feel like I'm going for a Mountain Dew right now. It's Subliminal messaging.
Yeah, that's gonna work in a horror flick. It was like dog, 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 Satan. Dog, 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 etc.
Let me see. Silent Hill was a pretty crazy psychological thriller.
Silent Hill, I completely forgot about that one.
Silent Hill one was number one on top 10 most horrific.
I'll tell you what's a scary game.
Movie!
Minecraft?
Scariest game ever.
Yeah, I know, there's zombies in the daytime.
Oh, frick, when you're like going to dungeons, it's like
Half-Life.
Afro. Oh, hey, crab zombies?
Yeah.
These are kind of cute.
No, remember that mission or that level where you had to go to that town and like the night? Really? Yeah.
I love that level, man.
I do too. Remember, I just took the gravity gun and then I just take those saw blades and start throwing them at.
Just start wailing on the zombies with floating. With flying saw blades going like 100 miles an hour.
No, I'd be a pain buckets for the win.
It is so awesome.
You killed zombies, you pain buckets. Now, we strove off. Silent Hill. Possibly one of the most scariest games I ever played on the PlayStation 1.
Silent Hill is a damn good movie.
You mean the one with Harry Mason's wife?
Yeah.
Never saw the movie because they replaced the main character. With his wife.
But it still embodied that spirit of Silent Hill where it was just out of nowhere you go into like this thing that resembles hell and then you're like, oh god, ah!
I wish that Silent Hill was like a culmination of all your fears and stuff, like
manifestation.
Yeah, the fear
of cats.
Yeah, yeah. Cats would probably be reformed in like a horrifically grotesque putty of some kind and come back and get you.
It's like a Nightmare on Elm Street, the sixth one.
Yeah, but this stuff is real. Wait, like it actually comes at you.
That was one movie.
It's a horror sequel. What are you expecting? Are you talking about the new one, the remake?
No, the new one sucks. I'm talking about the old one, the one that was made in like 1984 and stuff. The new one sucks. Period.
Sucks about it.
The only thing I didn't like, what was even worse about it was the title, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I mean, yeah. I'm looking at IMDb right now and it got a 5.2 out of 16,000 votes.
Wow.
While the original one in 1984 got 7.4 out of 46,000 votes.
That's better.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch the new one.
We should delve into remakes next time, but not now.
Not now.
Not now. Now, back on Silent Hill. Apparently, the town itself is pretty screwed up itself.
It's just a screwed up town?
It's more than a screwed up town, like.
It's on an Indian burial ground.
Well, it was on an Indian burial ground, and the first people who lived there died, and then they all moved away. And then they came back, they died again, and they moved away. And then a new town was built on it. It was all modern, like 1920 or something. Corrupt governments ran there, drug trade, satanic rituals, yada, yada, yada. And this is how Silent Hill came to be. Lovely Silent Hill.
1 through 6.
I didn't like Homecoming. It was terrible. It went the same route of Resident Evil 5.
Oh, God.
It dropped horror for action.
You know what's a good game? Fatal Frame.
Yes, Fatal Frame.
Now, that is a horror game that needs to have a movie. Well, no. No. No, no, no. No movie. Forget about it, movie
producers. Maybe a movie
producers.
In Japan. Maybe a movie in Japan, but not
even. The Grudge? Like that? Or The Ring or something?
The Grudge and The Ring originally originated from...
Yeah, they're all Japan, and they're significantly better. So is, I think, One Missed Call, or was it something else?
One Missed Call, Japanese?
No, it was a new one that came out, like, last year, or 2 years ago.
That movie, just about, you didn't answer your phone, you're gonna die or something.
That movie was stupid.
had a dumb plot, dumb ways of dying. Heck, even the Final Destination ones had better
Dude,
death.
It wasn't even scary until the end. Like, all this, like, seizure stuff starts happening. If it's seizurous, it has to be Japanese.
Shit. Well, you're probably thinking of Pokemon, then.
Pokemon the horror.
Gotta kill them all.
Oh, that'd be funny. But yeah, let's get away from movies right now, and let's go to something else. We'll continue horror movie games and whatever stuff in another day.
How about
Pokemon,
really?
No, it's not on the list of what to talk about.
Yeah, how about the difference between cartoons and anime?
No, that's what if no one absolutely knows what the hell anime or manga is?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure a lot of
people... Well, let's do a scenario here. I am someone at the library or Borders or Barnes & Noble, and I'm walking through the section, and then I go through this part of the store where I see all these books with these weird pictures on it. These characters with really large eyes, and I see these weird Japanese symbols on it, or Chinese or whatever, because I am your ignorant customer that does not know anything about this. And then so let's say that Victor is there reading, like, I don't know, some weird porno. and then I ask him, "Excuse me, sir, what are you reading? What are you reading, sir?"
Jugs and ammo, okay? I'm reading jugs and ammo. Get your daily dose of women and guns. Get your weekly dose of women and guns.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez.
Oh my god.
See, I'm looking at mangas like, oh yeah, a regular book goes from left to right. No, let's make it right to left. We're retarded. Is there a reason for that?
Scrolls? I don't know. I don't know why they're left and right, and ours is right to left. Wait, left, right, left. Oh, I sound like the guys from ROTC. Left, right, right,
right, left. Left, right, middle.
Corner, half step. Plie. Okay. Bob weave.
What is it, like, Dance Dance Revolution? Corner step, left, left, right, right, down, 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 both left, right, middle.
Okay, if you're not gonna do that, then what other topics are right down on there?
what is this potpourri?
Oh, potpourri?
Potpourri. Junk.
We already did potpourri, like at the beginning of the podcast.
Oh yeah, we already talked about crap coming out of my feast. Anus.
Fecal matter.
Human fecal matter coming out of my anus. Yeah, that's sensible because I'm not using slang. So, we have absolutely no more things to talk about.
Well, we ran only like a few minutes on each of these topics. When back then, when we had none, we just ran on with one.
We ran on with absolutely one thing. But that means we are 40 minutes in.
You know what that means, folks.
You know what that means, guys. It's time for the swearing cast, where
Let
we swear, where we just shit all of our pants. That's disgusting.
Only on Project Podcast.
40 minutes in. But so, what are we gonna shit on today?
Well, we can talk about how bad some movies are, to the point where we would swear uncontrollably, or anything else.
Oh yes, and let me remind you guys that if you don't want to listen to swearing and pointless profanity, then please press that big X, or that red dot on your left top corner if you're using a Mac, or if you're using Windows, please click that X right there in the top right, and have a nice day. So, we are going to shit on something.
The Expendables. The Expendables.
That movie was shit.
It literally was.
I can make my own movie and just edit everything and then put Arnold Schwarzenegger's face over my face and call it The Expendables. And guess what the plot is? Me in the bathroom taking a shit.
Heck, I think you just film your poop floating around the toilet would be a better movie.
No, we can make a website where we can make like a social network where you post status updates on your shit. Where when you take a crap, you take a picture of it and then you put it on the so-called shitter.
Follow me on Shitty. You find out what my poop's like.
That was an idea me, Daniel, Michael, and Tony came up with. It was like gold.
Wasn't that the one you invented in the Reach podcast or something?
Was it? Or the idea of shitter? The social network about shit?
You said, you thought that up on the Reach podcast of you and Chris?
Really?
I don't know. It's,
I forget.
Well,
about
I can't see you with a straight face. Yeah. Okay, there.
Sure.
October 17, time, 5:39. My poop is on the right side of the toilet bowl.
No. Saturday. No, Sunday, October 17th, 2010. My poop is hanging from my ass and I can't get it out.
Oh, wait. What is your laptop literally on your lap when you're making that down? It's like you're typing.
Yeah! Oh no. I think the internet's dying.
I thought your voice sounded like Austin or something.
No.
His voice sounds like dude.
Okay, what about now? Oh, yeah. God. Auto-tuned? No!
Okay, stop being auto-tuned like a minute ago.
Okay, I think we have to wrap up the podcast.
I think so, too, because, literally talking about shit is not as good as it sounds anymore.
Yeah. But for the recording, keep listening to this. Seriously, we are not really done. So we're going to be back to talk about shit.
Shit, fecal matter, feces.
Yeah, we're going to talk about defecation. And how to cope with it. So, I guess that does it for the Project Skypecast. If you want
to finally thought of a topic to talk about for the very first time.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have an after show called the Shit Talk.
You guys should have a book about like the shit that comes out of your anus and you.
Shitter is a social network for shit.
Amazing. Dude, you made $1 million off that? Like, actually create that website and become like a rich millionaire? Oh, probably owe you a right nut.
But we really have to wrap this up. Okay, that does it for the podcast for today, or for the week. So, if you want to follow us, please go to our blog. It's projectpodcast7.blogspot.com. as the number 7, not the word. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at project_podcast. Or if you want to contact me personally over Twitter, it's at @Ota_Kun. And Victor doesn't have a Twitter, but he has an email.
I don't believe in Twitters.
Victor, can you please kindly spell or recite your email again and not mess up?
I did it perfectly 2 times before.
Do it again.
Fine, it's zelkova48@yahoo.com. It's ZELKOVA. Yeah.
Zelkova48@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. There we have it. That's the podcast of today.
That is the podcast for the day of Sunday, October 17th, 2010. And we will be back in a little bit talking about poop and feces.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For the most colorful podcast of your life.
I don't know how dirty it is.
Probably green. But whatever.
We are back with the second part of today's podcast, and Ryan is not here because he is going to get some food, which I should probably warn anyone doing a Skype cast of us, they last pretty long, so you might want to get some water or a few snacks handy in case you start going fatigue, and we can't have fatigued people on a podcast.
That is true. Oh yeah, and I'm back.
Yeah, we got our good friend James from
East Coast.
The East Coast again with us today, and he just left earlier because he had some special family talk time.
That was fun. So much fun. You all should have that. It's like, I don't know.
I have that stuff on a daily basis.
Yeah, but this was kind of more annoying family talk. This isn't like the easy one. All right. Yeah, this was just more of like the, oh, what should we do with the family? And my dad has, like, some awesome goals, though. Turns out my dad's a better accountant than I thought he was.
You're not going through family counseling, are you?
No. Thank God, no.
Thank God. Okay, now, about the topic me and Brian ended our last podcast with, which was inappropriately... all about shit, apparently.
Wait, and seriously?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. He even talked about shitter. Wait, what did you say about shitter again?
Well, if
you were here, you probably understand.
I mean, I kind of assumed that you guys would do something like that at one point, but I did not expect that to happen that fast.
Well, it was 40 minutes in, and what did you expect?
I guess so. Alright.
And, Brian talked about Shittier, the social networking site, all about shit.
Now, who would ever apply to that website?
I don't know, we made jokes that, like, you post, it'll be like, October 17, the time is 6:21, my poop is on the right side of the toilet bowl or something. Like that. Alright.
I guess that makes sense. And but still.
We only talk about shit simply because we don't have any more topics to talk about. Most of the ones I wrote were fresh out of it. Except for a few things, like... we didn't talk much about television. Or, let's see...
Internet killed television.
No. Well, I don't know of anyone who loses much.
I mean, the internet hasn't killed television yet. It will, though.
Television is still alive and kicking, and it ain't going anywhere.
I mean, for the time being. For the next couple, you know, next 25, 30 years, it'll still be alive and still be doing well. But after that point, it will slowly go down.
We're in a 3D craze.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of an annoying craze, honestly, though.
I'm stuck on the 3D craze. I'm not going to pay for 3D TV just to watch or play stuff in 3D.
Yeah, and some of the problem with companies now is that when they play 3D, is that they try to show it off, which is probably the worst thing you could do.
Isn't that what you always do with a product? You try to show it off?
Yeah, but sometimes it needs to be subtle, because, like, if you have, if you ever saw the Metal Gear Solid 3DS trailer, you could just see how gimmicky they're trying to be, because they made everything.
Oh, I can't, Jaylee, like, when one of the soldiers dropped their cigarettes through the hole.
Oh, no, that was awesome, but, I mean, there are points where it was just completely unnecessary.
No, but they're just exaggerating the 3DS's 3D ability, but I think it's pretty, they're really good at doing that.
The thing I love about companies, like, one company does this thing, like, they got a comment about the same thing, but it's, like, a little bit different.
Well, yeah, competition does that.
Like, phones, oh, yeah, my phone is touch screen. Oh, yeah, we'll do that, too.
Yeah, but there's sometimes when it works. Like, I think that the touchscreen craze, I do like that. I mean,
yeah,
it does help.
The touchscreen does work. I like it, except for
texting.
It'll take a while to get used to.
Oh, you should try. I have the Samsung Galaxy. So what I do is I do the swipe thing, which is like the best thing ever invented.
Oh, you mean the one where you put your finger on it and then you scroll through the numbers you want?
Yeah, you just swipe through them and it's awesome. Honestly, one of the best things ever.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Not to mention, you probably got Avatar on it.
Oh, yeah, I do. And it's, I don't know. I don't know about that movie. I think I'd rather watch it on my TV. I mean, not my TV, on my computer than this.
Well, it's too small. What do you expect?
Yeah, sure. But, I don't know. I feel that once the 3D craze dies down a bit, I don't know what's going to come up to replace it, though. Because 3D has always been there. I mean, even in the past, we used red and blue glasses.
Back in the 90s.
I remember reading an article. Those was extremely popular in the 70s. They always had movies in 3D, like the red and blue ones.
Those hurt my eyes, dude.
Like,
yeah, I never liked them.
They were super gimmicks, like Friday the 13th, the 3D movie.
Yeah, if any company person is listening to this, never create a red and blue 3D movie, ever.
Again.
Yeah, now they have that clear stuff.
And also, when a product is, like, in a prototype mode, when, you know, like, it's just starting out as a baby product, don't go on to it and then do everything with it, because you never know what's going to happen to it.
It's going to be like a Frankenstein baby. It's like
I don't know.
Oh, my. A cut and paste, baby. Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Honestly, just making something that's worse than making it worser than what it originally was, well, that just never helps.
Oh, I actually think there is something to replace the 3D craze. Motion sensor. Motion control.
I mean, I think they'll start working hand in hand, though.
It probably will. I mean,
you want to move with it and able to see it in front of your face, yeah, that probably works.
I like Brian's idea of holograms, really.
Holograms. Oh, that does seem kind of fun.
Yeah, like Star Wars. We need your help, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
But I want, like, actual realistic holograms.
Like the ones in Star Wars?
Kind of. Like the ones that are, like, full color and, like, you can't really... Unless you touch them, you won't know that they're holograms.
That's
so
like
that could get kind of creepy.
That will get creepy. We like Halo Reach talking to a hologram.
Oh, did you, I remember Love Plus, if you've ever seen it. They
talk about
had an app for the iPhone.
Really?
Where you were allowed to, where there would be like this fake type of hologram sitting right next to the person in certain areas.
It was at the Digital Content Expo in Japan.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
It was 3D also.
Oh, good God.
And guess what?
What?
They had a specialized AI so that when you tried to reach out to them, they would shrivel up before they would like begin to, like a defensive stance before you even touched them.
Good God.
Yeah, I don't know when realistic reaches too realistic.
So that way you can literally forcibly abuse your 3D digital girlfriend.
Yeah, 3D raping. That's what's going to happen next.
And guess what? I'm back.
Oh, hi.
From food.
No host Brian's back.
I am back from eating sodium. chloride.
And we just... Holy sh...
That's salt.
Yeah. And we just talked about shit and the craze on stuff.
Like 3D virtual abuse.
That's just crossing the line between surreal and real. I know they're together and all, but there is a certain point and limit and lines you can't cross.
Oh, God. So, what were you guys continuing on about this Love Plus dilemma, where you just get to abuse your virtual girlfriend?
I'm just kind of worried.
It makes me lose my hope in ever approaching a girl ever again.
Did this take away your manhood?
Oh, I wrote about that in my, actually, I have a picture of that.
Picture of losing your manhood?
Oh, no, it was this little segment I wrote in Mrs. Farmer's class for Photoshop, and I wrote, made the magazine cover, and,
You had Love Plus on the cover?
Yeah. It's one of the headlines.
Where is it? I want that will be the on a blog post.
It's in my room. I have it right now. Where are you?
That is epic. That is like, oh my God.
Oh, this is back in January. Well, not January. I think December or something. And it was about Bayonetta. Like, I had Bayonetta on the cover, but I had Love Plus as one of the headlines.
Losing your manhood.
This is right here. Lock the doors, close the blinds, lose your shame. Konami's Love Plus makes you wish you still had your manhood. I wrote that right there on this.
Bleep bloop.
Lost manhood.
Oh, God. Oh. I think I'm gonna shat myself.
That's too great.
That is awesome. That is just.
I should bring this in tomorrow and show it to you guys.
Well, you can't show it to me.
You can't show it to him.
But I scan.
Wait, unless you got on the plane.
Picture of it, just like put it on Skype.
You mail it to him. priority shipping.
I think I'll trust FedEx or UPS.
So. So what the hell is going on here?
Well, I don't really know.
Best
23. Yeah, about not having the courage to ever approach a woman ever again. Other than that, what else?
Best 24-year-old.
I don't know.
We're talking about motion control craze.
Oh yeah, we're talking about how. Wait, I don't know.
We're talking about how crazes come and go, and they kind of leave a mark on something.
A fad?
Yeah.
A trend?
We're talking about the 3D fad of the 70s and the 3D fad now. And we're warning developers, never make 3D movies with red and blue glasses ever again.
Yeah, those things were awful.
Or we will find you.
And then burn you on a stake.
That would be fun.
Which style? Which style?
The Crucible style. But yeah, 3D. What was a 3D craze back then? What was it?
That just every movie was in 3D with red and blue glasses and everyone was
it was on like special movies like Spy
Terminator.
Kids.
Terminator
was never in 3D.
Head guy.
What? Oh, you're talking about The Terminator and Universal Studios.
I love that one.
You're talking about the Terminator ride, Universal Studios. Where
that was 4D. That was like a 4D.
Where
ride.
The T-1000 reached out at you or something.
Oh, I remember those rides at Universal Studios. There was one with Back to the Future.
Yeah, the one with Back to the Future too.
That one was sick. I got scared.
Studio.
Now that truly is a horror ride.
Back to the Future. Marty, you gotta go 88 miles an hour. Activate the 1.21 gigawatts.
The flux capacitor is broken. Oh, God.
You know, I actually never watched that movie.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Back to the Future?
Yeah, I just never got the chance. Yeah, I know it is. I just never got the chance to watch it.
It's like one of the greatest sci-fi adventures in the history of mankind.
Michael J. Fox at his finest.
And before he got Parkinson's. Oh, well, maybe he already had Parkinson's.
He's still doing trailers, you know?
Oh, such a good movie.
It made me wish I could go outside of my backyard and trick out my own car.
With a, what was that, the, what was that device called that took in junk?
I don't know, but I'd rather get the actual car, the DeLorean.
Those are rare, beyond imagine.
Those are heck of rare, dude, ever since they came out in Back to the Future, it's like 30 years later, everyone wants one. As a collector's edition.
They're relics. Yeah.
But I heard they're pretty bad. Like, as in, like, they break down a lot.
The fuel economy is terrible.
Well, what'd you expect? It was like 1970.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, still, some cars are still functional after very years.
A good car like that would have solar panels on it.
And this is probably a nice segue.
And it'd be... Yes, that's a good segue to green tech.
Cars and green tech.
Green tech.
Green tech.
Yep, that's what Californians in the Silicon Valley like to call green technology.
It's apparently green tech. It's another craze too, but not really a craze. It's like a national thing. Yeah,
it's that seems more like a Californian one, because we have not heard of this green tech at all.
Oh.
Really?
I mean, we've heard about green being green, but we have not heard of green tech very recently.
Well, green tech is probably what you think. It's electricity. It's
everything, anything that has to do with carbon is completely eliminated.
All right, that could work. And I don't think that could happen, though.
Well, it's
or at
it's
least it won't happen for like the next couple years.
It's a philosophy.
Well, I saw on MythBusters, right? They were trying to bust the myth of free energy.
Like, did they bust it?
Yeah, it was busted. All of them.
Yeah, I could see how.
All six of them.
Energy can be free. But you just can't make it or destroy it.
Yeah, what they tried...
You can make energy. You can make energy. I was listening to the physics class. You can actually make it.
Really? So you can break the law of conservation of energy?
Yes.
Oh snap!
Take that, chemistry, we just broke you.
Oh, we just totally break the news to our chemistry teacher, and he'd be like, "Mind fuck."
Suck it.
Take that. Well, the thing is, we've already kind of learned that a long time ago, because that's how we've been powering nuclear power plants for a while now.
Oh, okay.
Nuclear power plant is green, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just by breaking atoms we're able to get energy. You know that equation E equals MC squared?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where it comes from.
Equation?
Really? Relativity?
And so, like, if you have a certain mass, you multiply that by the speed of light, you get energy.
Wow, that's deep, man.
Well, not really. Just get to be a quantum physicist. Be like, yeah.
If I had to say a car, that would be a double negative. Like it'll probably be run on wind power or something.
Well, you can get that. All
you have to do is shove the car and put the fan in the front. When it starts moving, get in the car and drive and keep going forward and don't stop.
No, but you know, it would actually work if the entire chassis of the case was made out of aluminum carbide.
That stuff's light, right?
Yeah, that thing is light and sturdy. It has got carbide in it.
Yeah, I don't think it'd survive a car crash, though.
The insurance rate is extremely high on that thing.
Oh, man.
It's like a Ferrari, except... Ah.
Except ah.
Yeah, except
ah. What if they made a car completely... Like, the whole body, all the engine and the parts were made out of aluminum foil. Like, you don't even go that fast when you crash, your car crumbles, like, crinkles.
That would be awful for the driver, though.
That's a really good concept, though.
It's super lightweight, and I guess if you ever need anything to hold your hot chicken, you can just pull it off your car.
Yeah. Yeah, it works.
Fully functional and adaptable. Only, I don't think anyone would make an actual car out of aluminum foil.
Yeah, aluminum foil, that stuff's terrible.
Yeah, no one would. The people have made aluminum brakes and they don't work. My friend is a complete car head junkie, and he knows like everything about cars, and he always says that aluminum is the worst way to go.
It's because they use tungsten carbide.
What do they use now? Carbon fiber. That's what everyone uses.
Carbon fiber. This stuff's super strong.
Militarized scooter.
Yeah.
No, did you see the carbon fiber refrigerator?
No.
Oh God.
What is it?
Oh my God.
Is carbon fiber the beginning? Is it just like super strong string?
No, it's carbon fiber refrigerator. Oh, let me put up the link.
So they weaved out a...
This is epic. Carbon fiber refrigerator.
They need carbon fiber everything now.
Carbon Holy fiber car, pants. Carbon fiber cars. Carbon fiber Xbox.
That looks sexy.
It is sexy.
Carbon fiber everything.
That thing must be damn light.
I don't care about how light it is. I just care that it's carbon fiber.
There's carbon fiber. Carbon fiber jacket.
What is this thing? Oh, it's nothing. All right.
I can't see the pictures.
Yeah, but for the viewers who don't know what this is, it's a carbon... It looks completely sexy and completely black. If you've seen the PS3, like the very front of it somewhat looks like it. Again, I don't have one, so I'm not sure, but it does have the same color as a PS3, and it looks pretty sexy.
It's just black.
It's black. I mean, honestly, this would go into some rich person's house.
Last seen in Batman's kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I see. That's what carbon fiber is.
No, that's what carbon fiber looks like on a refrigerator.
Yeah, it looks like a giant sideways PS3.
Yeah, it really does.
And it has an iPod dock.
It's an iPod dock.
What?
So I can go inside, grab food while listening to music.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd get it. Like every time you open the fridge, like a random piece of music plays.
I might as well open my fridge and they play Guile's theme.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, dramatic chipmunk.
Good. Dun, 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 dun.
What?
The dramatic chipmunk meme?
Meme, not meme. What the hell is a meme?
Meme, I'm sorry.
You gotta get it right.
It is the rules of the internet.
Hopefully the trolls won't come.
Drama Nazi.
The anons are coming.
Grammar Nazis.
Yeah, just watch them all come. You know, grammar Nazis. They will destroy you.
Yeah, just watch that Muppet segment with the puppets. Just the original trolls.
Muppets.
I am so happy right now.
Uh-oh. This
is it happy Arian?
Is it happy time?
Yeah, it's super happy time because Blender is portable.
Oh, this is great news.
What?
This is great news.
A portable blender?
Yep.
I get a blend on the go.
Oh, it's on portable apps.
Yeah, silly person. It's not Blender. It's portable Blender. You know, the 3D animation program?
No, it's Blender Portable.
Blender Portable. There, fine. Uh-oh. You got me there.
2.49B.
Oh, they came up with a new beta for 2.5 recently.
Ah. I just see CAD. I love it. But let's talk about portable Blenders.
Portable Blenders? I don't think they need to be there.
Blenders that you can take on the go.
There's no reason why you need one.
I can just see Billy Mays now going, have you ever been off the road and you wanted to blend something but you can't?
just throw it in your car engine.
It's so light and lightweight. You can store it in the back of your car for easy travel anywhere you go.
It runs on solar panels.
It runs on rage and willpower. And you can say that's a green energy, rage.
Really?
Yeah. You know how some people get angry at stuff?
I don't see what that has to do with green tech.
Well, if we had stuff that ran off rage, it could probably work.
It would run off pure mana.
Pure mana?
Mana would be a word in the dictionary if that ever happened.
I'm gonna have to go and chop down me a great tree then. Mana.
That's messed up.
The great tree from Tales of Symphonia?
Yeah. That'd be messed up.
I'd take a freaking axe to it. Oh, man. Okay, what were we talking about before I was...
We were talking about green tech and portable blenders.
Portable blender. Brought to you by Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here.
Hi, Billy Mays here.
Have you ever wanted to blend your iPad?
Yes, I do.
This blender is just for you. When you're at the office, if you're at the office and you just get real mad at your Apple product, just throw it in the portable blender and start blending.
In only one click of a button, it's that easy.
You'll have a nice old apple puree, right? You have an apple puree in 2 minutes.
Introducing in three different colors, white, black, and red.
Make only 7 easy payments of
$89.99. Order now. Here's how to order it.
And then you have that assurance policy at the very end, that guy that speaks really fast.
And he also explains shipping and handling at the end, but you can never hear it. Get up here for shipping and handling.
So funny.
And Billy Mays is dead now, that sucks. 2008 was a sad year.
Wait, he died in 08? I thought he died in 09.
Well, did Jackson die in 09?
No, I think they both died at nearly the same time.
Yeah, with that.
I remember Billy Mays died like a week before. Maybe it was a week after.
Yeah.
Jackson was more fondly remembered than Billy Mays ever will be, though.
Oh, God. Well, what?
Other people died, too. Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, yeah, Ed McMahon is dead. That's cool.
If anyone knows who Farrah Fawcett is?
Yeah.
She used to be on Baywatch. With David Hasselhoff. Don't hassle the Haw. Whatever happened to him, anyway?
She disappeared after the SpongeBob movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
With the super chest. The machine.
That movie was stupid.
It was a good movie, though. It had David Hasselhoff in it.
Whatever. Just because it has David Hasselhoff doesn't make it a great movie.
Because it has SpongeBob in it.
It's like saying that any Apple product that's going to come out is awesome.
It's got Twisted Sister. Come on. It's a great game. Wait. I want rock.
I'm a goofy goober.
Rock.
Okay, we are totally derailing off a topic we don't have.
We never had a topic to begin
with. Exactly. Let's move on to something else.
Let me see.
Exactly, we don't have anything else to talk about.
We need more stuff to talk about,
though.
I'm
gonna look around my room, and I'm looking for a word, and I'm gonna say it, and we're gonna roll it.
Halo.
Oh no, the Halo box is being covered by my folders.
Samsung,
I don't know a lot about Samsung, except for the Galaxy S.
There you go. Galaxy S.
Me and
being as the default search engine app.
Being?
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No. I am completely against Bing in every way possible.
I don't like.
What if the phone you had just did a stealth update, and then all of a sudden your default search app was Bing?
But I'll change it to Google.
What if you can't? What if it was like manufacturer locked?
Then I would throw it in the trash or something. Because I'm that against Bing. I don't really care much for it. I've always liked Google more.
But Bing has the cash back thing when you shop with Bing.
And also
the rewards program.
I don't care.
Wait.
Why? What's wrong with the cash? What's wrong with Bing?
It's just Bing. I don't know. I don't use it. I like use it once in my life, and that was it. I just found the background kind of annoying, the fact that it's always there. I always liked Google's plain white text. Or plain whiteness. It always has helped.
Yeah, devoid of life.
Because you're not there to stare at a picture. You're there to search something. I don't know when it changed.
Yeah, but when you search your Google, a lot of random stuff can show up sometimes.
Yeah, it's true, but the same thing goes for Bing. Neither are perfect.
It's supposed to fix that.
Yeah, the solution to all your problems is Yahoo.
It's not. It doesn't fix it. I mean, you could go and search two similar things, and pretty much get the exact same result.
Mm-hmm. Or you can use Yahoo and completely forget about you had any problems.
Good old Yahoo.
Remember when Yahoo was a popular thing back in the day, like 2002?
I remember when it was semi-popular.
This is ancient history. 2002. This is ancient history.
Dude, back then in 2002, I can barely remember anything that happened in there, except for, I think, maybe
9/11.
Like a year later.
Yeah.
I mean, a year before.
Like, still finding those terrorists that really didn't start anything.
Back then, when people actually voted for Bush... What was up with that?
Back then, when the Republican Party actually existed.
What were we thinking?
People were high off their own supply.
Well, it was 2002. I'll never know 2002.
The beauty of 2002.
What about the year 2000? Like, everyone
Y2K? Everyone was panicked, like all the computers are going to kill each other?
Yeah, and like there was going to be like multiple nuke wars.
And robots.
And flying cars, and all of a sudden, it's 12 midnight, nothing happened.
The same thing's gonna happen in 2012. It's just like Y2K, only smaller.
Y2-12.
Y2-12. I don't know, I think the one on Family Guy is pretty clear. What we're having. All the nukes would spell Happy New Year.
Oh, God. Well... let's talk about the end of the world.
Alright.
If the world ends, I want to die in the comfort of my own home.
When the world ends, I'll be dead.
Yes, I think we all will be dead.
What makes you so special when you die? Because
it's not going to be 2012 when I die. It's going to be the year 2013.
When it actually happens? It turns out I was in 2012. It was 2013. You're like a year off, sorry you guys.
Like, sorry the Mayan calendar. You guys are actually wrong. The world ends in 2013.
I would not want that to happen. Be like, yes, I finally finished school, now I'm in college. And actually, no, it doesn't matter.
Because I graduated 2012 high school. It's like, the world's going to end this year.
Yeah, you want more than a year of freedom. You either die when you're in school or after, you know, a couple of years out of school. Not right the year right after.
Or the same year you get out.
Yeah, because
like, the moment you pick up your diploma, like, everything...
It's like Armageddon.
Everything turns white and everything's engulfed in flame.
And then you hear Aerosmith playing.
Nah, I hear Big Blue.
Just like that Bruce Willis movie.
Well, I say the only thing I'm actually afraid of is if two people Falcon Punch at once.
Oh no, that would just destroy the universe.
That's the worst case scenario. Two people fucking punching and wins.
You could just destroy the world that way, and I would not. No, don't even think about it. That kills part of your mind right there when you think about two falcon punches.
Falcon punch. Falcon punch.
Falcon.
Falcon lunge.
Show me your food.
Okay, so the end of the world. That's gonna be good. 2013 is gonna happen.
Wouldn't that mean
it's a conspiracy with the government? Steve Jobs takes part in this.
Steve Jobs is the leader behind it.
Like, the year 2012 is a social network for the end of the world.
If Facebook crashes, the whole world will go crazy.
When the internet crashes, just watch that happen.
Oh.
We'd all be in a state of panic for like months.
The crash of the internet would be like the crash of the clash of the titans.
Yeah. We're actually talking about this in Theory of Knowledge. What would happen if the internet were to crash? And I was like, that can't really happen easily.
We all become more people, man.
Because it's the same thing as trying to destroy books, honestly. Like all the books in the world.
I say the only thing that would cause the whole internet to go blank would be if we set off like a super huge EMP the size of the moon.
Yeah, like, can't we just, like, remake it? I mean, obviously it's not that hard.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that's gonna be a bit hard to do.
I mean, it won't be extremely hard. All you have to do is, you know, I mean, the internet isn't as hard as people think to create it, but it would, to get it back to its original state would take multiple years.
More than multiple
decades,
years.
Decades, man.
Of years.
Because you have all these hard drives failing left and right.
All at once, that's a nightmare.
Oh man.
All this data has probably been written down in books, so it wouldn't take as long as it originally did, but I mean, it won't take, it would definitely not take 2 years, it'd probably take like 15.
What if you owned a Commodore 64?
I would lol.
I would too.
I don't know what
a computer made out of cardboard would work.
Yes, but I don't even know how that would work.
A computer made off of cardboard, run by a car motor, powered by a little hamster on a wheel.
Hamsters on a wheel.
Hamsters on a wheel.
You guys ever tried that before, make an engine out of a hamster wheel?
No, it's not factual. It's not pneumatic.
Yeah, it's pneumatic. It's got a hamster running the thing.
No, a hamster gets tired sometimes.
So what else? What else are we gonna talk? What else are we gonna discuss on the matter of miscellaneous junk?
Pneumatic stuff.
You even know what pneumatic means?
No, but it sounds cool.
You know it has a P in front of it?
Yes. Minecraft.
Isn't it like small? Yeah. Oh,
you
God.
You wanna talk about the post-apocalyptic world and how we probably live?
All right, it's gonna post-apocalyptia equals Fallout.
Or
simple as that. Next topic, please.
Fallout. So that means I get to kill people and get away with it.
You get you get perks and you get a Pip-Boy. And the currencies the currency's all gonna be in bottle caps.
Coca-Cola is gonna taste all radioactive.
And it's gonna be Nuka-Cola.
Somehow, an explosion causes the world to change in Nuka-Cola.
Yup.
Okay, what else? Robots coming to life and taking over the world.
Terminator.
Skynet?
Yup.
And we already have Skynet already.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we had to hop back into action.
That would be stupid.
Old 60-year-old, flabby, fit Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Come back.
I would not watch that.
It's a remake.
The worst movie ever.
It would be the worst movie in the history of movies.
Even worse than if they made a Superman 64 movie.
Oh God! Good God!
Superman 64.
They have all the same actors playing the bad guys.
And then you'd have these people playing against people that look exactly the same.
And
the part of the movie is lifting.
No, you know what? The Super 64 movie should just the Superman 64 movie should just be a person playing the game until they win.
Yeah, right, Winnie.
Yeah, just fly through rings and pick up cars.
That's like the basis of the freaking movie.
Right.
Flying through. Okay, so Lex Luthor creates rings and cars. Superman just has to fly through them and pick stuff up. That's all.
Yep.
That'd be like the greatest failure in the history of failures.
Uwe Boll should direct it.
Peter. No. M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. Are they gonna blue people in here then?
Oh, I'd be like Avatar. The last Superman.
The last Superman.
64. That'd be a failure.
Who should play Superman? George Clooney.
No, not George Clooney. Sam Worthington.
Sam Worthington. Sean Connery.
Yes, Sean Connery.
No. David Hasselhoff.
That would actually work. I mean, he's got the hair for it.
But he's so old now.
How about Patrick Swayze if he's still alive?
I don't know.
Patrick Swayze if he's still alive.
Billy Mays would make a great Superman.
Billy Mays? Hi, Superman here! Every time from the Superman 64 movie.
Ugh. He would never do that. He's smart.
Right? Billy Mays smart.
Damn it.
No, Charlie Manson would be the great Superman.
Charlie Manson.
Yeah, he'd just kill everybody.
Charles Manson.
Exactly.
Charles Manson.
The greatest Superman in the history of Superman.
Wasn't he the dude that ate the baby?
No, it was the dude that, seriously genocided his family.
And Marilyn Manson took his last name.
Mm-hmm.
I see a pattern.
I am not going to go down that path.
Yes, you will.
Well, if there's anything I would say is that everything we talked about could be linked to modern society.
Modern society. That's a great segue.
Modern society. Isn't that a TV show of some sort?
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Oh, Modern Family. Some people cancel their shows way too early.
Remember that?
Do you guys remember Lone Star?
Remember that 80s show?
What? What's Lone Star?
That TV show. It was a TV show. It came out this year. Lone Star and My Generation. They're two really cool TV shows, and they both got canceled after two episodes.
They never saw the light of day ever again?
Oh, My Generation got canceled already?
Yeah, it was fast.
That thing premiered like 2 weeks ago.
It did, and they were like, oh, we're going to cancel it, even though we still have four fully functional episodes just waiting.
Wow.
It sucked, because it was good. I was actually just kind of wanting to know what was going to happen to all the characters, and they're like, oh no, we're canceling it now.
Well, so much for the channel.
That's a waste of money.
The station is just being stupid now.
You know, sometimes it's kind of sad, but like some of the really good shows that come out, some of them really do get snubbed, and that even applies to video games nowadays.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem's coming back. But
that's a hyped out game. Well, I mean, it was hyped, and then it kind of lost.
Limbo?
Yeah, like Limbo. Those type
Limbo
of games that.
Limbo actually.
The games that are really good, but no one ever really promotes, and they never get the credit that where it's due.
Geometry Wars.
Yeah. There was this PS2 game that went out to the Wii as well. Okami?
That was a pretty hyped up game when it came out.
It was, but no one really played it. At least there weren't a lot of sales for it.
Because the developers were like trying something new. Let's make the dog the main character.
I know why. Amaterasu?
There are a couple other games out there that just don't get the credit where they need.
Like Monster Hunter in America?
Oh yeah, that game really was good, but
hella fun, but it's not that popular in America.
It's not gonna make it.
There was another game, No More Heroes. I mean, that's popular though.
That came out though.
No More Heroes is actually pretty hyped. I hate that game.
Yeah.
That game came out though in the U.S. Games that never come out to the U.S. that are hyped.
It's probably the most.
It was kind of funny though that that No More Heroes on the Wii actually sold more than No More Heroes on the 360.
Wait, the 360 one already came out?
Yeah, it came out for the 360 a while back, and it just never sold that well.
When did Heroes Paradise get released? I don't even remember when.
Check on Wikipedia. I'm too lazy. I'm kind of away from my computer right now. I'm packing up for tomorrow's school day.
No one tells me anything anymore.
Yeah, I know a couple games kind of passed out. I mean, not passed out, but came out, and I didn't know about it. Like, I remember,
It just says the Wii.
Really?
There was a 360 version.
Cashing on the Wii.
This is insane. Let's see the sales. Sales of the Japanese launch of No More Heroes Paradise was quite slightly better than with the original Wii version. The PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 versions of the game sold 16,000 and 15,000 units.
That's not a lot.
No, but the fact that there was a PlayStation 3 and a 360 version.
Yes.
That I have no...
Suda 5-1 wanted to remake it. Let me just make it look better.
Yeah, they just want to make it look better, but I guess...
Gameplay-wise, I think they also picked up on that, too. But then again, it's always kind of fun to kill Harvey Mosevich Volodarsky all over again.
Oh, God. So, are we going to move on or something? Are we going to, kill somebody?
Say modern society ended this.
Modern society officially ended right there.
When we were talking about the Superman 64 movie?
No, let's talk about stuff that doesn't have to do with media.
Like what?
Duck hunting.
Let's talk about killing animals.
That's such a touchy topic. You don't know what to say.
It is. I know, right? It's a controversy.
That annoying dog in Duck Hunt.
You should see how dogs are treated in third world countries. It's just kind of sad.
Aren't they food?
Huh?
Aren't they food in third world countries?
In some countries they are, and sometimes, and in the ones that they aren't food, they're just kind of treated like they're not even there, or they have to live out on their own.
I eat dogs for food.
I actually wouldn't mind trying dog once just to see how it tastes like, but I mean, that would be it. I'd feel completely awful after it.
You know the phrase, tastes like steak.
Anything tastes like steak in America.
Somewhat.
You take chicken, it tastes like steak. Exactly.
So doesn't that mean that everything tastes like everything then? If everything tastes like steak?
Yes.
So if I was drinking a strawberry smoothie, I have a savory taste of steak.
Oh, God.
A steak smoothie. How come no one's ever thought of that yet?
There's a steak jelly bean made by Jelly Belly.
Oh, I heard of that. There's also soap and pepper.
There's a vomit flavored
How does a vomit flavored thing taste like anyway?
Tastes pretty sour.
It's like vomit.
It tastes just like vomit.
Sweet.
Depends what kind of vomit you use. We got hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean honestly there are thousands of vomits. And wait, how do they even get the taste of vomit? Does someone have to eat vomit?
It's a controversy. It's a conspiracy.
Because, I mean, that's all I could think
of. It's like Soylent Green.
That is disgusting.
Soylent Green's made of people!
That is just gross.
I remember they parodied Soylent Green in Kids Next Door. Which I can't believe they did that.
That is just disgusting. Oh my God. Ah. Ah. Alright, let's talk about something else.
Alright.
Sports.
Well, Vuvuzela.
Oh, Vuvuzelas? They should die, honestly. I hate them all.
We should blend them.
Yes, we should blend them.
In a portable blender?
Will it blend?
Yes.
Will it blend? Oh, God. Really? Will it blend?
Hey, he blended a Vuvuzela.
Could definitely blend a Vuvuzela, but still.
It's a fine paste.
It's a piece of plastic.
It's a fine, sultry paste. Made out of the finest materials known to humans.
Cheap plastic. Nah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I never liked Vuvuzelas. I remember the first time I heard them in the World Cup, I honestly thought it was just static that was playing in the background. I thought that, you know, the TV was bad or something. Because we were watching it at school.
Really? You guys watched the World Cup at school?
Of course. Yeah, I told you about the HDTVs. Yeah, there are a couple in the lunchroom.
Yeah,
another TV
school has that we don't.
Wow, I hate you guys.
Yeah, so in the lunchroom, the people there put on the World Cup, and we got to see a couple of games.
Oh, wait, man. Our lunchroom stinks.
You don't even have a lunchroom.
It's not even a lunchroom. It's an auditorium. It's a cafeteria.
Cafetorium. That's kind of funny.
Wow, our school is so poor. That's a great segue back into school systems.
Our school literally is like a giant tumor. It just grows out of proportion.
You guys should move over here to Arlington and then see how awesome our schools are. I think.
How's the steak there?
Huh?
How's the steak there?
The steak? It's, I don't know. It's mediocre. I'm not going to say it's great.
I'm moving there. Okay, your
school. I think we're building. No, we're not. We're renovating another school. But what I mean by renovating, I mean like completely destroying it and building a new one.
You guys have so much money on your hands.
I don't even know where we get it.
We gotta find that pipe that feeds your school money.
We should attach it to our school. At least level ours into a parking lot, then turn it back into a better school. Andrew Hill should probably be renamed to Andrew Hill Parking Lot.
Andrew Parking Hill.
We got plenty of parking space.
Woo.
No, we don't.
All right. So my 35-minute presentation for English is tomorrow. Isn't that fun?
Oh, boy. Crime and Punishment.
Woo. Yep. I've completely forgotten everything about Crime and Punishment.
You should just BS it and be like, so Crime and Punishment is playing Osu. When you fail a song, you get mad and you throw your keyboard at the window.
Yes, because that's what I do, and that's also the reason why I have 50 keyboards at any time.
Yeah, but where can you buy at Costco? Can you buy keyboards in bulk?
Maybe.
Oh, that'd be like the greatest thing ever.
I'd rather buy desktops in bulk. They got like 6.
You can buy pretty much anything in bulk.
You can buy gaming mice in bulk. They're like $2,000 for like 70 pieces.
Why would I want a 70-piece gaming mice?
But for $2,000, and what if the mice cost like $150 a piece?
I never found the point of gaming mice, honestly. Honestly, a 5-button mouse is all you need.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those things are the best.
Oh, God. I just calculated the price of $150 times 70. It's $10,000, 500.
Okay.
$10,500. That's a lot.
You got me there at the bulk thing.
Yeah, buying bulk is cheaper. But, yeah. That's another good segue into what's the deal with gaming mice?
Gaming mice?
I don't...
The one I have is a standard 2-button with a scroller.
So a 3-button mouse for you. I found my 5-button mouse downstairs in the basement at one point, so I've been using that's my gaming mouse for every game besides Osu, which is, I have a different mouse for that.
I actually used to have a rollerball mouse, but the ball got stuck and it refuses to respond, so I had to junk it.
Awesome. I always have lasers. Oh, except my non-Osu mouse sometimes has a mind of its own and starts moving by itself.
I have 4 mice, and they are all 3-button.
You need the five button. That is like, I never realized how useful it could be.
Well, I actually have two. I actually have one five button mouse, but the left click is jammed sometimes, yeah. And I had to insert like a piece of paper into it.
Wow,
it has a left and right click, and then you have like a menu button here, which I have no idea what you need it for. It's a picture of two desktops or something, but I don't know what.
Hey, would you guys buy some of those super gimmicky mouses?
Like those mice that are like Call of Duty style?
Well, I guess so, but those are limited edition. I'm talking about those super crazy ones that are like a mouse plus a little handheld nub controller analog stick thing.
Oh, like a TiVo remote?
Yeah.
Oh, those are pretty sick, but gimmicky.
They are gimmicky.
I wouldn't have it for my mouse, but I would have it for my keyboard.
Yeah. No, there was a keyboard mouse. You know those keyboards that come with a trackball?
Yeah.
Those are damn useful on a keyboard. Cause what if I want to browse the internet while sitting on the couch, but I don't want my mouse next to me. I just have a trackball.
Man, I hadn't seen a trackball in a long ass time.
That'd be like the epitome of being lazy.
What's being lazy is going in the car, pushing a button, and everything turns on. And it automatically drives you to work while it shaves for you and gets you dressed. Gets you suit.
And then people can see inside your car. They can see you naked getting dressed. That's being lazy, alright. It takes effort trying to hide your private parts.
When you're lazy, just let go.
Have the sandwich already there. You don't have to tell your wife to make it for you.
It's like Wally.
Sexist.
It's like Wally, all the fat people.
Oh, God. So, what else are we going to rant on about here?
Well, we ranted on mouse, we ranted on bulk, we ranted on other things.
Wow.
Ranted on something we want to rant about. Let's see. Stark silence.
Oh my God, I just saw like, the craziest power supply in the world. Look at that thing. Look at that piece of junk.
Yeah. Is that like a crane?
Alright.
That's a piece of junk.
Should we wrap up this podcast now?
Should we wrap up the podcast, JJ?
I don't know. Oh, that looks like my thing, except it's not lighting.
Is it a Rosewill?
Yeah, it's a Rosewill.
Whatever. But I think this does it for the podcast, part two.
Of our actual topic one, while leading to a few stuff that related to shit, and then miscellaneous afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still a podcast nonetheless, and it will not go into the failed cast.
This is a official Skype cast.
Episode 5, I believe.
Really? Are we in the fifth one already?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did like 4 consecutive ones. I did not process the other ones yet, that's why.
Oh, you better hurry.
Yeah, we are in the fifth episode.
Yeah, we need to start. You need to start catching up on that. Cause how many have you released on the website yet so far?
One.
One.
One official podcast, but
and that's not even in the. It's not even in the Skype cast page yet.
Yeah, you'll.
Page is fairly new.
I am damn lazy to even put shit there.
Gotta do it soon. Stop being as lazy as I am with my website. I got mine like a couple days back, but I haven't really done anything on it.
Dude, we still have our bones to build, Brian.
Oh!
How could you forget about that? We still have our bones to build.
Damn it! We gotta build boats tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day.
I got everything all planned out.
So do I. I just need the trash can. Let's not end the podcast there. Let's talk about boats.
Okay, bones.
My bone, I'm almost done with it. I gotta attach everything on, put shield, make it fireproof. And let's see, what try to think of a name for it.
Oh, call it the sexy machine, sexmobile.
Why don't you just call it OC?
Oh, that's been taken.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you just name it Osu with an exclamation mark at the end?
Yes.
And what has music playing from it?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Take that. That'll be the best bone in the class.
Yeah, you have like a you have like the solar powered thing going on here.
I might as well make the sound turn into a sonic boom and destroy the rest of the other bones with sound.
That'd be awesome. But you
that'd be awesome. That'd be like a weapon of mass destruction.
Make sure you have earplugs or something, though.
Other people? Yeah, I was talking about destroying their bones.
He only said fire, though. Can we use electricity?
No, electricity. I think we're going to the stream.
Yeah, exactly. I want a charged particle to like hit the water, and just rile everything up.
Why don't you do what Homer does?
So that way, when people touch the water, they get shocked and die.
Why don't you do what Homer does? Put in a electric fly cage thing. Drop it in the water.
Stupid.
You know how much lightning goes to that thing?
The fly trapper?
Is that electric fly thing where it comes through and it zaps flies?
That's dangerous.
I need that.
I do too. I need one for ants.
You want to shock the water, just drop that thing in.
Oh god.
I want to see how bad that electrocution is.
There's probably lightning sparking from
the water. You'll probably just die.
Yeah, probably.
Unless you're wearing all rubber, but what are the odds of that?
If our chemistry teacher chooses to make the best boats out of each period go against each other, it'd probably be me and Victor's last. Me and Victor would be like last boat standing.
I would destroy them. They're all the other bones would be little crispy torches.
Except mine. It's going to be... Because my boat is going to be a 1 foot, half a foot width piece of tank. It's out of a trash can and it's just insane. The entire outside is coated in a cast iron sheet metal that Victor supplied to me. And it's just going to be epic.
Yeah, and I'm just going to be using my sheet metal for the shields and to protect the water being hit on my crew. My little Play-Doh models and my crew.
The sheet metal I'm going to use it for is going to be all outside of the tank.
Yours is going to be a floating fortress, man.
Mine's going to be a floating tank. So the tank is here! Like Left 4 Dead.
Tank.
The tank is here!
Tank!
Grabbing them pills!
I swear to God, that tank is the most annoying thing in the world.
So my flaming bone versus your tank. I'll probably burn to the ground before.
No, you'll probably light your own ship on fire because I'm going to reflect fire off my ship. You'll probably run out of fuel by the time you get to my boat.
What if somehow your bone catches fire?
That's stupid. No, that would suck. If fire got into the styrofoam, like inside, then it's all over.
Dude, your ship would catch a flame. It'll be a great ball of fire.
No, but then guess what? The inside is gonna be coated in the thick plastic that I bought from Home Depot, and then we're gonna have styrofoam on the inside. As the inner chassis, and then then you have the trash can itself, which is made out of hard thick plastic, and then outside of that you have the cast iron sheet metal. Do you think that's gonna float?
Well, did you ever compensate for extra weight?
Yeah.
Foam can carry a lot, but there are limits, and your bone could tip.
No, it's gonna be stabilized.
Stabilized.
You have sandbags on it?
Something like that. We have rocks in a bottle.
I should have used fishing weights.
Wow, really? Fishing weights? So why don't you just use a 1 pound dumbbell?
I have a 5 pound dumbbell.
We have 2 pounds.
2 pound dumbbell. That's where my muscles come from.
Oh,
but yeah,
dude,
If I finished building the boat, because we haven't even put anything together yet, then it'd be like God.
I highly doubt in an hour or like 45 minutes you can attach sheet metal, styrofoam, plastic together in a sail, turning into a form functioning bone.
Yeah, and I still need to seal it off with epoxy.
You know how long this stuff lasts? Epoxy's hard to mix up.
Well, there you have quick drying epoxy, which takes like 5 minutes.
You better work fast then, otherwise your brush is gonna be glued to the bone.
Oh, you know what would be sick if like after like a certain time limit, and it's when we're doing the trials, when Mr. Mock is just shooting water at the boat, it just the sheet metal just comes off, and then outside of that you see these cannons. I just aiming at other people's ships. It's like, oh crap, what is that?
Broadside cannons, fire!
Tank! Oh, that would be sick. After the epoxy just runs out of adhesive, right. It just the sheet metal just comes right off, and it's like, oh god.
It's like, oh, the pain starts now.
Like the pain starts now, and it's after everybody's ship just falls.
Here comes the pain train. My guess is probably
get ass and chew bubblegum.
My guess that you're gonna do that is probably a bunch of Glocks taped to the side.
Oh god.
Like you have semi-automatic pistols on the side.
And they shoot real bullets.
You sink bones?
And then at the same time you sink people's heads.
Oh, I should have made a submarine.
Would that how would you even make that?
Well, a giant plastic water bottle, of course.
That's my concept. You bastard. I'm making a submarine boat.
Well, I'm making a battle bone. It's small, but it won't last long.
I'm making a tank.
You're making a tank.
A tank on the ocean?
An amphibious tank.
Make a tank catapult.
I wish you let us have catapults.
Oh, well, what we do is just make a battle cruiser, and then inside would be like a catapult, and then the actual boat would be inside there. And then when the boat sinks, you have like a weight-powered lever. That's powered by the sandbags, and then when that falls, your catapult launches your actual boat with all the people in it, and then it'd be like, ha ha, ha. And then it's on
fire. The Yamato cannon.
Oh god, the Yamato cannon.
Fire the Yamato cannon. Fire our bones.
Okay, I think on that note, we should wrap up the podcast.
Okay.
Alright, this does it for the Project Podcast Skypecast for Sunday, October 17th, 2010. And guess what? I didn't say September this time. Look at that. But yeah, it's not September, by the way. I'm still stuck on that. Oh god. But I guess that does it. If you want to follow us on the blog, it's
cut that part out.
Why? Why? Oh no. The audio just went to poop.
Did something just happen?
What happened?
I think. Oh no, never mind.
You want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap this up. So if you want to follow us on the blog, it's projectpodcast7.blogspot.com. And if you browse to the Skypecast page, there's nothing on it yet. I'll probably get it done by the end of this week. After 6 more Skypecasts. Oh, yeah, and Friday, we might have an interview with good old Link Crew. So, you freshmen listening, then if you want to know about Link Crew, what the hell they do, then you tune in Friday, room 412. I think Daniel will be interviewing them, because even though I brought up the concept of interviewing them, I'm going to be busy with junk. So, look forward to Friday, you guys. Twitter, I actually do the Twitter, but I never do it. I never update the Twitter because I don't believe in it. Victor's philosophy of not believing in Twitter is taking hold of me. Victor, you deserve to die.
It's your fault for listening.
Hey, well, Twitter's just Twitter. Our Twitter is at project_podcast. Fortunately, the name hasn't been taken. So, just follow us in there. Make us popular. Well, not really popular. Just make it a trend. What all the cool hipsters call it is a trend. Like, on that other note, we have an email. It's project.skypecast@gmail.com. So if you want to throw in a query, how we're doing, topics we need to talk about after the main podcast, any junk you want to spew out, any racist terms, anything insulting, just email it to me. And I will reply to it. Probably not. But project.skypecast@gmail.com, that is the Skypecast email. If you want to email the podcast, it's projectpodcast7@gmail.com. And I guess that does it. That does it for the 2-hour podcast.
All right.
That does it.
Okay, now we got to find a way to get our bones in tip-top shape.
Yes. The boats. Sink other boats at the end of the podcast. See you guys.
All right, see ya.
Say bye, Victor.
Bye.
That's real nice of you.